absolutely beautiful Cancer friends, and welcome to your horoscope for June of 2023, where I get to say to you this month, happy birthday, my Cancerian friends and soulmates. Absolutely happy birthday to you. Now, we'll be experiencing that as we get mid-month, and there is plenty to do and plenty happening before we get mid-month in the quieter sectors of your chart, as well as some goods around finances. So we've got plenty to talk about before we even jump on the birthday train. But I will share this with you as well, Cancer. I think that this month is one of the most calm months that we have in all of 2023, and it's a month where I think what you are trying to pursue or what you've been trying to go after, the wind is in your sails this month to be able to do that with a bit more ease. I mean, we're out of retrograde, we're out of at least the Mercury retrograde, we're out of the eclipse window, you know, so we're kind of in the breeze of everything that has been happening, kind of that ripple. So I hope that you take a lot of advantage of what's available for you here in June. Now, my beautiful Cancerian soulmates, whether you've been here for a while or you are new to my channel, make sure you click in my description box down below to find out who this video is for. Sun, moon, rising, if you're ready for a reading, if you need a chart, if you don't understand how to find these placements in your chart, there's videos in the description box down below for you and links so that you can get everything that you need and I can help you the best that I can, all right? All right, Cancerian friends, let's go in here. So as we're beginning this month and we're traveling, we're starting, first of all, on the 3rd with this beautiful full moon that is happening in the energy of Sagittarius. Okay, so first of all, the full moon is asking us to end something, to acknowledge something, to make an adjustment. So we've got all of the light that is available, which means that it's illuminating and it's exposing something, especially at an emotional level. What am I emotionally driven by? Where does this emotionally tap in for me? With Sagittarius energy, it's like, what's the greater truth that's being revealed to you? What is the expansion of your horizon that you need to end something, acknowledge something, or make an adjustment so that you can expand your horizons? Now, Sagittarius to me is also our adventurer energy, being ruled by that beautiful centaur with those gorgeous legs that want to go and see the world. So this is also a question for me to you of, where is there joy, pleasure, and adventure calling you in your life? Now, very specifically for you, Cancer, this is going to be happening in your sixth house. So first and foremost, this is a productivity area of your chart, because in the sixth house, we're dealing with day-to-day routines, right? It's not the job that you have, but it's the faxing, scanning. We don't fax anymore. Does anybody fax? Okay, so I just had to think about that. It's the scanning, it's the emailing, it's the uploading, it's brushing your teeth, the directions that you drive to work, right? So it's the detailed mundane things. Now, this is an energy too with the full moon here that truly, if a piece of this in your daily routine around work is that you are changing jobs, sometimes you're changing whole contracts or career directions can happen here as well. But it's also a house, Cancer, of health. Health and wellness, and this includes mental health and wellness. So one of the questions I would ask you to, you know, or I invite you to consider at this full moon is, what truths are keeping your mental health in check? And what truths are keeping your health and your wellness, whether that just be in the body or just mental, out of balance, right? So this is a great full moon for get back on track. Find a truth, find a source, find something that allows you to expand your horizons and go on the great adventure that is ahead of you. And just know that cosmically, all of the lights are on, so you are able to see, feel, intuit, and know the choices that are available to you, okay? Now, when we get to the 5th, Venus is going to enter into the energy of Leo. And for you, this is just next door, so it lights up your second house space. Venus is pleasure, it's relationships, but it's also a magnetic, attracting kind of energy. It's like luxury running through this area of your chart. So one of the first things that I think of is Venus in the second house is very comfortable, okay? But Venus in Leo likes to spend a little something, right? So this could be a month where you are spending more money and maybe you even have more money to spend. Are you Leo energy? Are you spending money on pleasure, on children, on sex, on fun, on taking a risk with something? Those are very Leo qualities that we can see you bringing that risk-taking energy into your financial zone. So I would tell you, you know, be mindful with your money as always, and I'm a Taurus, so I tell you that anyways, but also, you know, if extra things come around or there's an expense that pops up or, you know, you've got to spend money on someone that you love or something like that, just be mindful about it, but feel free to absolutely take it on. Now, the other thing to keep in mind is that we are going to see Venus retrograde through the energy of Leo. So from June all the way until October, we're experiencing the Venus in Leo cycle. So for these next months, your finances, your values, your relationships, children, all of these things are on the table for you to be taking a good, hard financial and value look at, okay? When we get to the 11th, we are gonna see Pluto, who's already retrograde in the energy of Aquarius, but now on the 11th slides back into that energy of Capricorn, okay? So as we're experiencing the Pluto retrograde back in the Capricorn energy, this is about relationships for you. And I think, Cancer, that relationships and your thought, the authority, the power, the stories that you've had around relationships, physical relationships, some of which will be to things like the government, your job, your family, your father. These kinds of relationship dynamics have really since 2008 been being drastically reshapen, drastically. So now as Pluto is retrograding back into these degrees of Capricorn, it's more of a wrapping up. I feel like it's more of a looking around your life, seeing the relationships that you have and realizing the people who stayed with you when it was hard and having gratitude for the people that you've had to shed along the way and vice versa, right? Like, where have you needed to be shed from someone's life along the way? And there's a little bit more gratitude here. Now, the other thing I think at the end of Capricorn degrees for you is that you could absolutely be taking on a pretty significant relationship or a pretty significant role or title in your life this month. So what can that look like? Yes, maybe you become a mentor, maybe you become a teacher, maybe you are the maybe you become a parent and that's the name in your relationship. You become a wife, you become a husband, right? There's a significant role change that I think is about bringing all of 2008 and that work to change in relationships into your empowerment at this particular time. It's really very cool. And whatever it is will be in your life likely for the next 20 to 21 years. So congrats to you, whatever that significant relationship changes in your life. On the same day, we're going to see Mercury move into the energy of Gemini, where it is very comfortable. So it's working in full power. Now for you, this lights up your 12th house space. We've got the sun also traveling through Gemini. So the 12th house is about rest, review, rejuvenation, things happening behind the scenes. You know, one of the things I think of is behind the scenes is like, you know, have you been writing a play or you've been doing research or you've been, you know, working on your spiritual life or you've had a secret of some variety and all of those things, you're starting to have lots of communication, lots of information showing up with Mercury being here. It could be very, very busy. There could be a lot of debate or information that is coming up and it's going to get ready to present itself in the outside world as the Sun and Mercury move into Cancer season, into your first house. So whatever's been working behind the scenes is getting prepared to Marilyn Monroe and pop out of its cake as we get to Cancer season, okay? So it's a great time for any kind of discussions, signings, or anything like that that you need to make. When we get to the 17th, we are going to see Saturn take its retrograde in the energy of Pisces. Now, I want you to back up to March of 2023 when we saw Saturn move into the energy of Pisces at 0 degrees. Now, Saturn is going retrograde, so backing up from 7 degrees to 0 degrees. This is in your ninth house, Cancer. Publishing, marketing, broadcasting, international travel, legal things. For some reason, I just keep seeing pregnancy. I'm not sure if somebody's having a baby or you didn't know you were having a baby and you find out in June, but I keep just definitely seeing the expansion of pregnancy. Now, for some of you, that is not going to be the story, of course, right? But whatever is the expansion or the big travel or maybe a legal agreement that brings you around to a different truth. And truth is a word I want to use in this ninth house. Go back to March. What was happening for you in this area? Because it's like you've been talking about this for a really long time. We've had a vision around it, blah, 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 blah. And Saturn moved into Pisces, where it's all this visioning and ideal energy, and has started to show you how to put structure around it and make this ninth house real. But what it also requires is that you get some new faith and some new truth to guide the direction that you're trying to take this. So for some of you, I cannot wait to see what you put out, what you publish, market, broadcast, share with us. Is that book coming out? Are you going to start making content? What is it? Are you going to start speaking in a different language? You're traveling, you're having the baby, you become an attorney. What is it that is in this very expanded space for you? Let me know in the comment section down below. Please also let me know if you are the person who in June really didn't know you were having a baby, and now you found out you're having a baby, because I am curious who this nice little pregnant energy is right here. Okay, on the 18th, we've got a new moon happening at 26 degrees of Gemini. So this is the new moon happening once a year. You get it every year in the 12th house space. So this is your opportunity, Cancer, to plant your seeds of intention to not only begin something new here, but begin something that is very Gemini. Call for new knowledge to come to you. What do you need to learn? What kind of network do you need to have in your life? And you're literally calling them in into the secret space, right? Maybe your research, call in information that you need from your research space. Call in a pathway that is going to help you recover, uncover, discover, discard. Call in the words, even through your dream life, to that beautiful play or that song that you want to write. This is the time to plant your seeds of intention. I also think that it is a great time to plant your seeds of intention for what you would like for yourself, who you would like to be, what you would like to transition out and shed so you don't have to take it with you as we travel into your next annual year, which is going to just begin on the 21st. Happy birthday. The sun moves into the energy of Cancer. We're going to get just 5 days behind that, and we'll see Mercury now enter into the energy of Cancer as well. Mercury whipped and zipped through Gemini. So work with it well and quickly, okay? But what this light up does is, first of all, it's your annual, your solar return, your birthday time. You get to put yourself out in the world. You've been incubating, you know, for 4 weeks for sure, as all of the sun energy was traveling through your 12th house and allowing you to rest and to shed and get ready to present us all the things you've been working on in your little cave. Mercury is helping you here to make some decisions. And truly, Mercury in the energy of Cancer, you could be making decisions about changing your career, or again, that role change I was talking about, and it will be significant. Okay, it'll be something that is significant to you, but also it could be something really connected to the family or the home unit. Whatever it is, I do think that what decisions that you're going to be making while Mercury is traveling through the energy of Cancer, which is going to be all the way till we get to July 11th, your roots are somehow, I don't want to say your roots, it's like something deeper. You know, it's important, it's emotional. There's something having to do with a deep security, or maybe a deep love or a deep emotional connection attached to the decisions that you're making with Mercury being here, okay? As we're going to close out this month, Cancer, we are going to see Neptune go retrograde in the energy of Pisces, which is its ruling sign. So it's very comfortable. And Neptune is one of our outer planets. So it's always working kind of like this, just below the level of consciousness. So it's not as pronounced as when Mercury goes retrograde, Mars or Venus. Those we feel, and it is like, oh my gosh, you know, you're pasted to the wall. When Pluto and Neptune go retrograde, it can be a little bit more subtle to sense. So one of the things that I want you to pay attention to is, again, this is in your ninth house. So Neptune in your ninth house, you've been having lots of questions of faith. What is the faith that you believe in? What's the higher power concept for you? Do you have a higher power concept? What are the creative things? What are you working on behind the scenes? Is there an addiction or an illness that is really impacting your life? What is happening behind the scenes, right? So as Neptune is direct, we have this place of fantasy where sometimes we have to create in an intangible space. We have to, as humans, be able to dip out from reality for a minute and just take a deep breath in the ethers. But when Neptune goes retrograde, it is like reality with no chaser. Okay, it is concrete reality. This is what it is. And the question that we get to explore here is, are the ideals, principles, faith, and beliefs that you are working with able to sustain you? Can you be confident, enduring, sober, useful, happy, purposeful on the concepts and ideals that you are carrying with you, right? You've been living your life off of them. So we'll explore those and the adjustments that maybe they need in the actual reality of your life during this retrograde. Now, we're going to have this retrograde going all the way until December 6th. And really, you can kind of, again, back up to the March 2023 timeframe, because that's when Neptune started to move into its pre-retrograde shadow time. It's just so subtle that unless you're really very keyed to the frequency of Neptune, it might have been easy to miss it. You know, it really might have been easy to miss it. So I want you to just kind of back up to March 9th. What was happening for you in the ninth house, publishing, marketing, broadcasting, faith, expansive things, and see maybe if you can tie in what was going on at that time, okay? All right, my beautiful Cancerian friends, like I said, I think it's a great month for you to take advantage of the cosmic energy that is available for you to participate in. And it's a pretty calm month. So whatever crops up, I think you've got more than enough gusto to handle it, my beautiful friends. All right, Cancers, I love you very much. Happy birthday again, and I will see you in July. Bye, friends.